We all make mistakes. For instance, today you're listening to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
God.
Do what you do. This show is all on fire.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Uh-huh. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I'm so excited.
I'm just so excited.
I'm so nostalgic for all these toys.
All the toys. There's so many on the walls of this lobby that our booth is in.
And they have all the old toys from years past.
It's
like a museum. It's so much fun. We're at the...
That's the quitting time.
The quitting time bell. We're at Huskovo, Bulgaria, at the Huskovo Toy Factory.
Uh-huh.
And,
They got a Miak fountain right down
they
the
do.
Hall.
Authentic Bulgarian Miak.
I filled up my glass.
You really should have some Bulgaria.
Kendall, of course, is off the sauce. I've mixed my Miak with some St. Patrick's Day sherry.
Oh, you brought some.
Yeah, it's in the booth.
But anyway, we're here because Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn
has
developed a new doll for children. It's a wonderful idea.
She'll probably come and tell us about that.
I'm sure she will. I'll let her be the person to
tell. Yeah, we'll let her. But anyway, Kendall, this is a salute to toys. What toys do you love?
What toys do I love? I still love toys.
Is it just one of those things? Men are like this and women are like that, folks. Is it because of that men love toys? Because we're just kids at heart, all of us.
Is that something? Men love toys? I think men and women both love toys.
Well, we're not going to talk about the toys Susan loves. But just kidding. You gotta roast Susan in absentia.
Gotta roast the wife host. Host wife.
I don't know.
I was trying. I was reaching.
Hey, what's really bad is when Kendall doesn't even know. He's like, Susan, who? Who are you roasting? Your wife of 15 years.
But I know who you're talking about.
Anyway, what I'm saying is she's into sex toys. And just kidding. That's just one last roast jab there for you.
It's my thing.
Getting hot up in this roast. What am I saying? I don't know. Sheila, no, that men love toys because they're just boys at heart. Those men, they just never grow up, do they?
Well, I guess so.
Maybe. I mean, I love to just eat Fruit Loops and watch Pee-wee's Playhouse every day of the week.
Well, I do. I mean, even though I don't, like, actively play with toys on a daily basis.
But I like to look at them.
I do. Like, even if I'm going through, like, the toy aisle at Target or something, I'm not going to, like, buy a whole bunch of toys. But just walking through it makes you feel like a kid again for a second.
And I always think, I sort of want something, but I'm not going to buy it.
No.
Except at Christmas, what's fun is you buy the toys for tots. And you go through, but you go through the aisle and you think, what would I want?
Yeah.
And you can get for you.
And you can shape some other children to be just like you.
And then, Kendall, you know what you can even do? Even you can live your dream and go down the pink aisle, the Barbie aisle, and pick out what you would really want, what everybody was, you know, too shaming for you to actually play with.
G.I. Jane.
Now, one of my favorite toys as a kid was She-Ra. Did you have a She-Ra?
I did not. It was.
Did you have a He-Man?
No.
No?
No, I didn't have a He-Man.
What did you play with?
I didn't play with action figures that much. I wasn't into, like, G.I. Joe and things. I was more into...
I wasn't in G.I. Joe, but He-Man. He's wearing a loincloth and his cousin's got hair you can style.
Now, I did have a He-Man castle.
Okay, me, yeah.
But it was...
I had Grayskull, I had the Skeletor, I had them all. If we were back home in Bushelltown, I could probably go up under my bed in my one room studio apartment. And I could probably find
bungalow
you.
Above the fish hatchery.
I'm trying to make it sound better. It's been so long since I've been there. But anyway, the point is I could probably go find you about two dozen He-Man figures right then and there. Where are we there? But we're not. We're in Bulgaria in the lobby of a toy factory.
Drinking some Bulgarian Miak.
But anyway, I loved He-Man and She-Ra, but we never got to what you played with as a little boy in the 80s.
I was trying. I was going to say, I had the Grayskull Castle.
Yeah. What'd you do with it if you didn't have He-Man?
Well, it, see, this tells you a lot about me. Because it was, I liked the structure, the building of it, rather than the people in it. I didn't like the people. I didn't want to deal with them. I just wanted to arrange the furniture.
You didn't have any people?
The only people I had were the little, like, wobble things that wobble up and down. Or, like, I had Stretch Armstrong. But I never had, like, people of any kind. I had cars and I had houses.
I had so many people. I had houses. I didn't have that many. I had some cars. I had a Batmobile.
Uh-huh.
I had the Ecto-1 from the Ghostbusters.
I had that.
I had the...
I'd make movies with them.
Oh, yeah. I had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They had a van.
I did have the Turtles.
Yeah.
The Turtles I had.
See, now here's my turtle story, okay? I liked the Turtles, but then my parents one day... So this is a lesson to parents out there. Alert, parents. I'm giving you a tip on how not to warp your child. One day I was innocently watching the Ninja Turtles on TV, and I was like, I like this. This is good. Because you know what? People at school had said it was good. And I remember actually liking it. But my parents... wonderful award-winning parents that they were. They were like, what? You like this? This stupid awful Ninja Turtles show? And they just like ridiculed it and until I thought, I guess I can't like it. But I did end up with some of the toys, but usually it was She-Ra and Wonder Woman, and I had a Beverly Crusher from Star Trek The Next Generation, and they would go out and do girl night kind of stuff.
What? Anything that had a little bit of a, might be a connection to the Muppets for sure, like a animatronic turtle or a... like the Dinosaurs TV show. I love that.
Ooh, I had all of the Dinosaurs action figures. I remember, like, I would take them to church and play with them. Because we sat in, like, this weird, like, corner of the sanctuary to where, really, we were, like, in the back row. And so really nobody could see if some big fat kid was playing with the dinosaurs.
Oh, well,
and going I'm the baby. God love me.
I did that in the pews too, with the little cars and things.
Because guess what? Church is boring and pointless.
That's why you get into the pews by the cars.
I just want to praise the
Lord. I told him, dear, if he would sit down. Oh,
now come in. Now come in and tell us about this toy.
Come in and know me, Mr. Man.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, sorry. I'm a mister. I got stuck in the bathroom down the hall.
Oh, my goodness.
I was pulling and pulling and pulling on the door, and then, I realized you were supposed to push.
Dear, you do get into the sticky situations.
Oh, my. I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
My goodness, dear. I'm glad that didn't happen.
I merely had an innocent bowel attack.
Well, we know that those happen.
We can tell, but you have to tell us.
We can attest to that.
Dear, I can testify.
Dear, I did not mean to walk in and interrupt the show.
No.
Now we want to hear about the doll.
Yeah, tell us about what is her name?
Dear, well, her name is Edda Etiquette, dear. And she's a very important doll for young ladies that want to learn proper etiquette, or young men that want to learn proper etiquette.
Now, does she have a string you pull, or is she more of a cassette tape Teddy Ruxpin-like
Well,
doll?
Look here, I'll just grab this.
Maybe she has the damn computer chip. I don't know. What year is it?
Well, you can program these dolls to say anything you want these days, dear.
Oh, my.
But you'll see, it comes with a little book, dear, that tells all about the proper etiquette in most situations.
Oh, that is a thick, it's thick because the print is so small. It's really small print.
That's a big book. Well, dear, it's only 12,000 pages, dear, but it's
she's been working on it for weeks.
Just compiling a few of my notes from over the years.
She's been up late at night.
Look at her. Oh, look what she comes with. I know, dear. Isn't it wonderful? These small little doilies I had made.
Oh, those are their mini doilies.
They're so cute. She has her. It comes with a complete doily collection. And look at that little doily necklace.
Oh, my gosh. And the hat. That is an elaborate flowered hat that she's got on.
Dear, those were handmade. Handmade.
Oh, she's been up all night making them by hand, boy.
My goodness.
Oh,
well,
my.
All she's missing is a bucket of rye.
Oh, dear. Did you leave a bucket of rye in the car? Oh, my.
Look, right here. It's in the box.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. I knew it. I knew she had to come with that.
There it is.
Well, dear, we're just about to go in and speak with one of the toy representatives, dear.
Oh, don't be nervous, dear. You know you're going to win them over with your charm and wit and beauty, dear.
Well, thank you, dear. It's only your support that keeps me so excited, dear.
Oh, Sugar Lump, I'd do anything for you, dear.
All right. Bowels are starting to act up again.
Oh, my. They're just so excited for you, dear.
Well, thank you, dear. We're coming, dear.
Oh, my. Here we go.
There they go. All right. That's a beautiful little dog.
I think, you know, the world could use a little bit more etiquette.
They could. And children would love to play with that doll.
Who wouldn't?
So, Cliff.
I bet. Well, you know, she's got Fonky at home, who's 4 years old. Perfect product tester.
Of course, this is the time she decided to make a doll for her people like her daughter.
This
will grow
is
up.
The time. This is the time.
The time is now. Cliff, you know where the word toy comes from,
where,
don't you?
Where does it come from?
You know, I like to talk about that.
Fill me in.
It's the old English word meaning tool.
Tool, you tool.
I knew you were going to say that. It's a tool, just like it's a tool for children to learn and grow and be inspired.
Now, Kendall, did you know this? Dolls, like etiquette, they're considered to be the oldest toys in history.
Really?
Yeah. And did you know this? I'm a fount of information today.
I thought the Slinky was the oldest one.
Kendall, the yo-yo is believed to be the second oldest toy in the world. And the name yo-yo, do you know what it comes from?
Is it go-go?
No. It's a Filipino expression meaning come-come.
Did you have a yo-yo?
I've had a lot of that. Now, I probably did. I never, like, learned how to do more than anything for, like, 10 minutes at a time.
Do you remember the Smothers Brothers?
Yeah.
They had the Smothers Brothers yo-yo DVD, and they taught tricks.
Really?
And I learned how to walk the dog and cradle the cat or whatever the hell it was called.
Yeah, you cradle the cat.
Yeah. That was fun.
Whoa.
I've forgotten it all.
Kendall, it's time for a segment. Speaking of forgetting.
Is it? Is it stupid?
Well, some of us are. It's time for a question called, Are You Talking to Me?
Are you talking to me?
Me.
The Exorcist. Was it from The Exorcist?
Me? No. Kendall, these are movie quotes that we're giving out, and we're trying to guess their origin.
All right.
I've got one for you, Kendall.
All right, let's go. We could be like Jane Lynch and win an Emmy for like Hollywood Game Night. So the Cliff and Kendall,
Kendall,
are you talking to me?
I can't get into the back awards we're owed.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Kendall, I've known sheep that could outwit you. I've worn dresses with higher IQs. But you think you're an intellectual, don't you, ape?
Was that me talking to Charles? No. Is it from Planet of the Apes?
No. You ape. It's from a fish called Wanda.
Oh, fish called Wanda. I've seen that in forever. I need to watch that again.
It was good. It's a little bit homophobic, but it's good.
Is it really?
I mean, a little. It's
from the 80s. I don't
remember
anything about it.
It was a product of its time.
Yeah.
Like watching a movie in the 30s, suddenly they're all in blackface. You just have to fast forward.
No, what happened? Let's get through this.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's just that I don't care. No, that wasn't me.
That was me?
No, it wasn't either of us in this room.
Story of my life. It's not that I'm lazy. It's just that I don't care. Wasn't that the movie Lazy Bones?
No, that was Office Space.
Office Space. Mm-hmm. To infinity and beyond. Kendall, instead of the mahi-mahi, may I just get one mahi because I'm not that hungry?
It's funny. Was that a fish called Wanda?
No, it's funny because it's from the House Bunny.
The House... Oh.
Anna Faris.
I immediately went to a children's cartoon.
Children's...
I was like, the House Bunny?
Right.
All right. That rug really tied the room together.
The Big Lebowski.
Yes, very good.
Finally, somebody got something. Kendall, at first, I didn't know it was your diary. I thought it was a very sad handwritten book.
Mrs. Sunshine, whatever it was called.
No, Kendall, it's like me. Always a bridesmaid.
Yeah. All right, this one makes me cry, just saying it. Mama always said dying was a part of life. I sure wish it wasn't.
Aww. Was that Forrest Gump?
Yes, it was. She also said life is like a box of chocolates.
Mama just wouldn't shut the hell up.
She talked a lot.
Kendall, it's doggy style. It's just the style. We don't have to go outside or anything.
I was at the Secret Life of Pets.
Yes. No, Kendall, can you believe this movie is like over 10 years old? Knocked Up.
What? Over 10 years old?
The movie.
Oh my God, has it been that long?
It's been a long ass time, Kendall.
All right.
And I'm no longer... talking. I'm not talking to you. Are you still talking to me?
I'm not talking to you. I'm going to go take a break so I can go over there and play with that Erector set.
All right. I cannot wait to find out how their big interview is going with top toy execs. Oh my God.
More after this.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
This blockage in my bowels is about to be washed out. There's only one thing that'll do, fiber. And when you wanna be clean, you know the kind of clean I mean. There's only one solution for you. It's fiber. Something called fiber. I know that it will make you do-do. Fiber is the one for your bowels. It's gonna clean them all out. Fiber is the way to go.
How much fiber do you get every day? Is it enough?
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back. Now, Cliff, I have had so much fun playing with these toys in the break.
Oh, my God. Kendall, you cannot take those home with you.
Cliff, nobody said we couldn't take them.
I think it's implied. Nobody says that when you go into Best Buy and browse the DVDs.
Well, all right.
You just try to take one DVD out, see if somebody in a damn blue shirt doesn't stop you.
I tell you, you take 10 DVDs and all of a sudden you're a theft. I'm just kidding.
You steal $40,000 from one lockbox.
And then all of a sudden you're a theft.
All of a sudden you're a theft. A thief, I mean. Kendall, toys.
These toys have gotten me giddy.
Now, I'm a grown man, so of course, at home in my studio apartment.
Tells you don't have to keep telling people that.
I do when I'm on the phone because I answer, hello, ma'am, can you please put your husband on? No, when I'm at home, you know, I've got the Cher Barbie out prominently displayed next to my Rosie Barbie.
Uh-huh.
For Christmas, you gave me some Muppet figures.
Yes, uh-huh.
And for days and weeks after Christmas, I left them on the coffee table. Uh-huh. Because I liked seeing them.
Yeah.
So much.
They're your old friends sitting there.
And at that time, I thought, everywhere I go, I guess I might have to take these Muppets with me because I can't imagine not having, because I love them so much. Now they're prominently displayed inches from Cher.
Uh-huh.
But.
Which is a high honor.
It's the highest.
To be able to be that close to the Cher doll.
Oh, yeah. So that's something about toys. What was I saying? What were
toys?
You saying?
No,
anybody saying
we're
anything?
Talking about toys.
All right.
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 But I do have one thing to say about the Muppets while we're on that subject. Did you see where they had at the Hollywood Bowl the new voice of Kermit, and he's doing, yeah. It was so good.
Uh-huh.
And like Paul Williams came up, and I started listening to all Muppet songs this week, and I was listening to like Moving Right Along, and I just, it gives you so much joy, just like those toys do.
Mm-hmm. Which, are they going to tour with that, or is it just a...
I don't know. I feel like it was just some sort of kickoff or some publicity thing. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
there you
go. Oh, hey.
We were just talking about publicity for the Muppets.
Oh, dear.
There's just no time to be talking about the Muppets. How many times a day do I have to tell you that, Buzz?
Oh, dear. Terrible, dear. They didn't. They thought about my dolly. Said it was a wonderful concept, but.
They loved it, dear.
They were.
Oh, you sparkled.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Oh, sugar lump. Oh, my. Those are my bowels.
Oh, dear.
They're so discouraged.
Yeah, you're just an embarrassment, dear.
Now, listen, guys, I feel like I'm getting the gist. They didn't go for Edda Edda.
No, dear, just yesterday I bought a dog called Polly Polite.
What are the odds?
What kind of name is Polly Polite, dear? Edda is much more of a proper name.
It's a garbage name.
Yeah, well, you know what? I like your doll better. We both love it, and you know what? If Bulgaria doesn't want it, then we'll find another toy manufacturer will.
Somebody maybe in Bushel Town or something might, you know.
Oh, dude, that's so nice of you to say. Oh, I might market it down at the Pants Depot.
Oh, yes, right by the register.
That's a lovely idea.
I can see a lot of impulse buyers. Dude,
it'll be the biggest hit of the season. Mr. Snodbottom, I know what's going to take your mind off of it.
Oh, nothing more.
No, we're at something weird. That's what's going to take it off of there. You want to hear something weird?
We'll hear it. Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
Let's hear it for the weird.
Let's hear it. All right. Let me get this out of the way,
Cliff. All right. Let's all get right. this over with. That's what the listeners are saying. We're like the vegetables.
No, dear. Not at all, dear. You're the wonderful dessert with the cherry on top.
Aw, thank you. You're the cherry on top.
Oh, dear. This is no time for a love contest. I've got some great weird news. I've never been so excited about weird news.
Lay it on me.
All right. Everyone, one of the biggest fat burgs ever seen in Britain.
Yeah.
Which is a ball of fat as long as three soccer pitches. Have you seen this?
I feel like I've spoken about it many times.
Oh,
but,
have you?
But I love it. Tell us about it.
Well, it's you know, it just keeps growing.
It just keeps growing.
It's growing. It's one of the largest they've ever seen. A rock solid mass of wet wipes, nappies, fat, and oil. I think I tried to block that in my head when you told me.
Terrible thing.
Oh, I started going.
Out my bowels.
All right, I've got a really sweet one that you're going to love and vote for.
All right.
All right, here we go. Mary Grahams, an 84-year-old from Canada, was astonished to be reunited with her engagement ring she lost 13 years ago after, oh my gosh, it reemerged with a misshapen vegetable growing through it. Her daughter-in-law pulled the carrot with the ring around it while collecting vegetables, and Mary Grahams, oh y'all, she never even told her deceased husband that she lost the ring. But
he was growing it right back up to her.
Yeah. Well, you know, she hid a lot of things from him. But she was in disbelief when the treasured jewel, which she'd replaced with a much smaller ring, reappeared. Oh my gosh. She said she almost fed the strange looking carrot to her dog before noticing the diamond sparkle while washing the vegetable. Can you believe it?
No, I cannot believe such a crazy story. Cliff, a recent search of a New York home's basement led to the discovery of more than a half a dozen sharks swimming inside an above-ground pool. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Oh, my.
Oh, shark. Oh, my.
Yes, sharks in someone's basement. Anyway, they're in an aquarium now, and they're starting to get better.
But well, how lovely.
It was like Jaws in your basement.
That would be terrifying. We walked down the basement and saw Jaws.
It sounded crazier when I read it.
Kendall, a Massachusetts library is reminding residents that Chuck E. Cheese tokens are not an acceptable form of payment for overdue book fines.
What happened to that?
Peabody Institute in Danvers posted on Facebook this week the library has had a surge of people attempting to pay fines and printing fees with Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
Oh, I have one more for you.
One of mine already won, so I'm out.
It already won?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming when the votes are tabulated.
What'd you hear about the man that shot himself in the heart with a nail gun?
I heard, and I thought, weird.
All right, it was weird. I guess let's do a vote.
Oh, not a nail gun. Oh, that sounds terrifying.
That is horrible. I would not want a nail.
Oh, I'm going to have a nightmare from a nail gun. Oh, whoa.
Although when that man said he did one of my dolls, it felt like a nail being shot through the heart.
Oh, dear. It felt like I was watching you being shot with a nail.
I'm so sorry I brought this up.
I'm sorry you brought it up.
Well, what weird news story was the weirdest?
Wasn't there one about a kitten? I feel like it was very weird.
Yes, that was very weird.
There
yeah,
was
I agree.
A kitten story.
Very, very weird. Dear.
Bizarre.
All right. Well, thank you so much for judging.
Oh dear. What about a doll? That's an elderly man with bowel problems.
Oh dear. I don't know if people want to clean up. Okay. I don't know if he wants to just.
I could. You know, that's like that doll that used to poop. They could. Why not?
Except it's real runny and in mass quantities.
Real runny, stains everything.
Oh God, I can see it now. Yeah. All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
What else do we have? What's the other one? Did we do them all?
What?
No, stupid questions.
The other one.
Well,
you know, before we do stupid questions.
Okay.
Want to take it down a notch?
Take it down.
I want to say,
bring the lights down.
From the bottom of my heart, I can't fucking believe it's been another year and nobody mentions my birthday, which was yesterday. And so, since nobody bothered to mention it when we were in Latvia a few weeks ago, I sat in with some folk musicians. Didn't even tell you because I knew you were out not shopping for birthday gifts. And I recorded a little ditty about how it feels to be my age and my weight and my baldness. And also a little bit about Jake Gyllenhaal, because it was just all coming out.
No.
So why don't you just settle your ass in?
Are you going to play it?
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Shut up. My candles, I blow them out. I cut my cake and I eat it down. And I see my reflection in the bathroom mirror. Oh God, I'm fat and old now. Oh, big old piece of pie, I'm in love with a man who's gotten so many Oscar snubs. Will he get his come Oscar time? If he don't, will I finally lose my mind?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Well, I've been trying to lose some weight since I was a toddler, age 2. But life's made me fatter. Does it even matter if I am getting balder too? Well, I've got a bald spot you can see from space. No matter what I do, but my hair keeps going like the wind keeps blowing, and the wind it can blow me too. Yeah, the wind, it can blow me too. 'Cause I see my candles, I blow them out. Yeah, I cut my cake and I eat it down. And I see my reflection in the bathroom mirror. Oh my God, I'm so fat and old now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so fat and old now.
First,
I know that you are stunned by talent.
Cliff, you know,
as are the listeners. They're taking a moment to recover. They're like, how often am I in the presence of such a spellbinding, perfectly pitched talent? Not often, guys. But
not often.
I'm here to share my light.
Well, Cliff, I just have to say,
not my birthday, apparently.
We thought we would get a song for you.
Yeah.
But we were like, you know, the one person that would really write a great song is the perfect pitch
me.
Person. Yeah, so we thought.
So
we
if like, nobody mentions it, he'll write his own damn song.
We knew it,
song.
And you really paid tribute to yourself. Yeah. But I would like to say happy birthday, Cliff.
Well, thanks.
From all of us to you. And I think Mrs. Butterbird's whipping up a cake over there really quick right now.
Probably she is.
She feels horrible. She was already crying.
I don't know when I became the eternal Molly Ringwald of the show. But it's okay. There are worse things to be. And
breakfast in Bulgaria.
Speaking of us, stupid.
Stupid questions. It's time for some stupid questions.
Let's just pretend these are themed for my birthday.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Let's just pretend.
But what is something that is popular now that annoys you? on your birthday.
Well, I hate to be a negative Ned, and I don't like... I prefer to think I just really don't care. Because really, I don't care. But the closest thing that comes to annoying me is... And I kind of hate it because I feel sexist, but it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's a little bit... It's a little bit annoying.
Well, I... Yeah. Can't talk about that meme.
When I see magazine headlines and it says, gay men have named Taylor Swift the new queen of pop. Then, of course, I saw somebody on Twitter, they retweeted that, and he said, but we were being sarcastic. So, but anyway, I think she's fine if you're a fan. I say love her, and I really am just, I don't care. But if I had to pick something... And talk about it for 40 minutes.
Well, it was a good first instance. We unfortunately have no more time for stupid questions.
No, kiddo, it's my birthday.
It's extra length stupid questions. All right, Cliff. Now, putting aside that we actually do have intro music.
I always did one extra length for my birthday.
Well, there it is.
I had to say that then because people would forget that you just said extra length if I waited any longer.
The CD-ROM might not jump back and play it.
So theme music, you were saying.
If you had intro music.
Yeah.
Not like on our show, but in real life, what would it be? And why?
That
would be it?
Yeah, set to a disco beat.
That was the short and sweet answer. All right.
Yeah.
What is the most... no more intro music. What is
the
most
MEAC.
Useful...
It's the MEAC and St. Patrick's Day Sherry.
What's the most useful thing that you own?
My toothbrush.
Good one. You hear that, kids?
What a good one.
Good one.
Dental hygiene, folks.
That was a good one.
Get
I did
high
have to go
it.
To the dentist this weekend.
Oh, I went
chip
to the dentist.
Replaced.
I remember going to the dentist. It was on the TV. You'll never guess. It was they were talking about something President Bush this, President Bush that. But anyway, that's
something about Carter.
That's a story for another time.
Well, it's a good thing the toothbrush is the most important.
Right.
What do you bring with you everywhere you go?
Other than Muppet toys?
Other than your toothbrush and toys.
And Muppet toys. Yeah. Everywhere I go, I bring an open heart and a loving soul.
All right. I'm glad you do.
Damn it.
I'm glad you do.
You want to tell me I don't?
And we accept it with open arms.
Open arms.
Oh, can't say a word that sounds like a song around here.
I've got
that's all the time we have for stupid questions.
Oh boy, that was stupid. But
lives up to his name.
Give the listeners just a couple minutes, they'll be saying the same thing.
I thought you were going to say, just give the listeners like a 2-minute break.
they need it. They need to.
Oh, that's sad, Cliff.
I'm sad.
It's just sad.
About it.
I'm sad about everything.
About it all.
I'm sad that her doll did not make it, but I'm sure it will somewhere.
There's a place for her.
All right, Cliff, I have a quote for you. Speaking of Cher.
All right.
Don't take your toys inside just because it's raining.
Cher?
Cher.
There you go.
There you go.
She knows it all, folks. I do. Sometimes I do. I think, you know what? Cher has seen and done it all. So if I'm having one of those feelings where I'm thinking, whoa, this is bad, I'm like, you know what? You know who's been there and survived it all? Cher. I do. I think
that's why she gets top spot on your shelf.
That's why she's there, prominently displayed, inches from the Muppets.
That is the perfect world.
Yes. Anyway, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, yeah. Let's sneak a few more toys into your bag.
Oh, God.
You look like Santa Claus with them damn toys in your bag.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
What am I saying?
I don't know.